The church in Hinchofa consists of a chancel, sacristy, nave, babinets, vestibule and porch. It is about 22 meters high and 34 meters long. Its widest point is the nave. At this point, the mass is 10 meters wide. Each part of the church is covered with a separate sheet metal roof. The onion-domed cupolas, topped with crosses, rise above the roofs. The tower stands over the vestibule. It is crowned with a slightly wider cube-shaped chamber known as the izbitsa, which is covered with vertical timber cladding. Clock faces are painted on the upper edge of the walls. The walls of the church are covered with shingles. These are small, overlapping wooden tiles. They have the light brown color of natural wood. The interior of the church impresses with its ornate decoration. Light streams in from both sides through the rectangular windows, bringing out the colors of the paintings decorating the walls and ceilings. Many of the motifs imitate three-dimensional decorations. This procedure is called illusionism. The ceiling of the nave, for example, is surrounded by a painted cornice, all of which forms the background in the middle of the ceiling for a wide-painted, golden-carved frame. It contains a scene of the transfiguration of Christ with six figures. The apostles Peter, James, and John are dressed in white, blue, yellow, and red, green robes. They are lying on the ground. They cover their eyes from the glare emanating from Jesus floating above them in a white robe. At his sides, he is accompanied by Moses and Elijah in dark blue and red robes. A luminous cloud surrounds them. Between the nave and the chancel rises a wall entirely full of icons known as an iconostasis. The iconostasis contains four horizontal rows of icons. These are religious pictures painted on wooden boards. The first row from the bottom are icons of the most revered saint of the Lemkos, St. Nicholas, and the Mother of God with Child, Christ teaching with the Gospel, and an icon referring to the name of the temple. In this case, it is an icon under the title Protection of the Mother of God, or Pokrov. This is the veil with which Mary protects the faithful gathered around her. At the level of the first row, the iconostasis contains three doors. The middle one is the Tsar's Gate, through which only Orthodox clergymen can pass. Only Orthodox nuns and men of the Orthodox faith who serve in the church, altar servers, lectors, and church stewards can pass through the diaconate doors. The wings of the door have the shape of a highly ornamental gilded lattice. It is made of winding vine branches. They have the shape of a highly decorative gilded lattice formed of winding vine branches. The second row shows the Last Supper in the upper room and the most important feasts of the Orthodox Church. In the middle of the third row is Christ Almighty, together with the Mother of God, John the Baptist, and angels. To the right and left are icons of the 12 apostles. This row is called Deesis, or Intercession. The fourth row contains the crucifixion scene in the center. On either side of it are images of the 12 Old Testament prophets and patriarchs. The icons are surrounded by richly carved gilded frames.